Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 4th, Tuesday, day 239. And today is very special because the four of us are having a retreat. Bishop-elect Peter Klenner. He is going to be consecrated as bishop on September 28th. Yeah, and with his wife Jenny and my wife Michelle. Yeah, say hello to all the people.
Hello.
Thank you for listening.
So today's theme is Godly sorrow brings sweet sleep. Worldly sorrow permits you no sleep. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Yeah, think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Yeah, think some positive things. Yeah, throw those negative thoughts away. Yeah. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance, we use subject-shifting devotion method. First, we pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you so that we know what's wrong inside us, that Jesus is not our Lord and King. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, maybe you guys can follow me. Okay. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life.
Shine your light into the places of darkness in my life.
Show me my sins.
Show me my sins.
Everything that blocks me.
Everything that blocks me.
From encountering God.
From encountering God.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Now let the light of Holy Spirit shine on you so that you can see. Now let's pray again. Yeah, just follow me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins.
Thank you for dying on the cross.
And being victorious over death and sin.
And being victorious over death and sin.
I confess my sin to you.
I confess my sin to you.
Now I just have a pause to tell Jesus what the Holy Spirit has shown you. We have maybe 15 seconds. Forgive my sins by your blood.
Forgive my sins by your blood.
And help me follow you.
And help me follow you.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Fill me.
Fill me.
That I may be able to receive your gift.
That I may be able to receive your gift.
To love God.
To love God.
And His people.
And His people.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Now, the word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 99, verses 1 to 9.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 7, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 to 16. Proverbs 22, verses 17 to 19. So now I encourage you to pause here. And if you have time, please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, Godly sorrow brings sweet sleep. Worldly sorrow permits you no sleep. To follow yesterday's topic of Do you want the sweet sleep? Today's topic gives us the reason of how to have sweet sleep instead of no sleep always. Number one, today's 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 to 11. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourself, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to be justice done. At every point, you have proved yourself to be innocent in this matter. That's from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 to 11. Yes, if you follow the steps of this block to ask the Holy Spirit to shine on you so that you know your sins, then the Holy Spirit will bring godly sorrow to you because you know what are those things God wants you to do and you do not do. What are those things God wants you not to do, but you do? That's your sins. When you do not know your sins, you have nothing to repent. When you know your sins, the Holy Spirit will lead you into repentance. And the things said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 to 11, that we just listened, will happen in you. And you will have sweet sleep, because that's God's promise, that His children will have sweet sleep. You prove yourself innocent. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11, to be God's child. And He promised sweet sleep. Yeah, Proverbs 3:24. You lie down, you have sweet sleep. That's yesterday's passage. Number two, to pay attention to God's servants' teaching so that you trust in the Lord brings you sweet sleep. So that your trust in the Lord brings you sweet sleep. Yeah, today's Proverbs 22 verses 17 to 19 tells you, if you pay attention to those who God prepares to teach you, that you can have that simple trust in the Lord, just like little children goes back into the embrace of their father. Then, sweet sleep. Number three, you will experience when you call, God will answer. Today's Psalm 99 verses 1 to 9, tells you if you are willing to have God's sorrow each day, then those nine verses will be your daily experience. And you will have sweet sleep because you enter into His holiness, praising Him and worshiping Him daily. Sweet sleep daily. Number four, don't step into Solomon's worldly sorrow of his meaningless life. Today's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 15 and chapter 8, verse 9 shows us even King Solomon got everything on earth and also wisdom. He was living a meaningless life because he did not do what God commanded him to do and did what God warned him not to do. All his life was deep in worldly sorrow, but not godly sorrow. No sleep. So do not think too complicated. Yeah. It is so simple. Follow point 1 to point 3 and not point 4. And I'm very sure that your sleep will be better and better, and soon you will have sweet sleep daily. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to live each day in godly sorrow so that I can have sweet sleep each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now reflect on these questions. Number 1, do you have sweet sleep every day? If you do not, do you know why? Number 2, what have you learned today following yesterday's message to help you to have sweet sleep? How are you going to really receive that gift of sweet sleep? Number 3, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.